Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
You guys talk about brands, and you talk about Andre, or even, you know, a brand I was able to have from the NBA. How did you guys organically start your brand to, you know, now you have, you know, festivals and people following you all over the
1. world? 1.4 million subscribers.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually crazy. Y'all got it out the basement.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
I mean, the origin story really is formatted in purpose, to be honest with you. His career was as a financial advisor. I was a teacher. We had an opportunity. You know, every summer, I took kids from my neighborhood, and they were part of this program. Well, we would teach them about the things that they missed in the 10 months of school, right? So everybody goes to school, and they're like, I don't remember anything. I didn't learn anything. You ask your kid, what'd you learn today? Nothing, right? And so it was like, all right, I felt very complicit in that. If kids are going to school, I'm a teacher. They're learning nothing. I'm not doing my job, but I'm getting paid. And so there was an opportunity here, like we can educate kids about financial literacy, about college, about decisions that they were going to make around money at 14 with the hopes that if they got it at 14, they would be more advanced by 19, 20, 25. And so financial literacy was at the cusp of that. It was like, all right, bet, we're going to pay these kids to be in the program. Let's teach them about money. He had just started his career in advising. I'm like, this is perfect. You can come in. And so we started co-teaching that. Like I learned about finance from him. He learned how to have classroom management for me, create lesson plans. And so we did that. In my mind, the vision was I need to have this program throughout New York first, right? Because parents would see it. They're like, this is incredible. How do I scale this? I'm like, I can't figure it out. Can't figure it out. He was always into social media. He was like, this is how we do it. So he had our COO who's up there right now, Abdullah. He said, look, shout out to Ab. Right. He was like, look, I want you to record the classrooms. I was like, oh, okay, whatever. I'm still trying to figure out how to scale this, like, physically. He was like, just keep recording the classroom. And he was huge on content, putting it up. And that led to him creating his own platform, right? He wanted to teach people about finance in a different way, right? Sometimes when we think about finance, it's a foreign language, right? And we were coming to, like, Rosetta Stone. We were coming, like, let's break the monotony of this stush feeling when it came to financial education. Let's talk it in our language. And so he was doing that for multiple people, had his own public access show. I'll let him tell his story. And then people like, wait, where's the rest of that? We need more of that. Where's the episode? And one day, he was just like, look, want to do a show? Let's do this podcast. We sat in my basement. We're like, all right, let's do it. And that's how Earn Your Leisure was birthed, really. We came up with the name pretty quickly. He was already using it as a hashtag. And from there, it was consistent. We was like, all right, well, here's the vision. These are the 10 things we need to do. Here are 10 people we want to interview. Let's just go attack it. And really, it started with 3 iPhones and that idea, and it branded into what you see now.
Yeah, I think
I don't want to cut you off. I just want you to, can you explain to me what you took from the public access and like just explain to me how that works within your story and then how you knew how to maneuver into, you know, subscribers, streaming and all that and the difference in the revenue streams and like how much is valued at?
I never went to business school, but I was always interested in business my whole life. So I was studying like real world case studies. So in 2012, Instagram was like fairly new. And you know, I got introduced to it. And like everybody else, I was on the app all the time. And when I'm first on Instagram, I'm just thinking like, this is a cool app. You get to share photos. At the time, it was no videos. And at that time, it was just for iPhone users. But I quickly realized something in this situation. So I used to follow this fashion blog, and the fashion blog had like 1 million followers at that time. And at that time, if you had 1 million followers, you could reach 1 million people. And what I realized was that what she was doing, the girl that actually was running the fashion blog, was that she would post like lookbooks on like, you know, this actress wore this and this singer wore this. But in between the looks, she would do like organic ads. So it'd be like a small boutique in Philly that had a blazer. And you didn't really know it was an ad unless you was actually really studying it. So right then, I'm like, this is crazy. Because how I was looking at it was like, okay, how many people subscribe to New York Times? Probably 1 million people in circulation from New York Times every single day. And how much money does it cost to run an ad in the New York Times? $50,000, $100,000. How much money does it cost to run an ad on NBC, ABC? Millions of dollars, right? But I'm thinking, I didn't know, but I'm thinking to myself that they're probably paying her $500, $1,000. But they can reach just as many people as all of these traditional outlets. So then that's when I was like, okay, advertising is going to change. This is the new wave. So I actually had a meeting with him. And I was explaining this to him, and I was like, we need to start a fashion blog. And we did. We started a fashion blog. It was called Fashion Wave. And we actually got it to like 12,000 followers. But that was the original point, was like, social media is something that's going to take over the world. Most people have no idea how they're actually using it. They're just using it as consumers. But there's a business behind this. This is before influencer was even a word. This is before you had to put ad. You could just organically do it. That didn't work out, but the idea was still there. So the next idea was, I was a financial advisor at the time. So I wanted to become a celebrity financial advisor. That was my original goal. I wanted to work with athletes, entertainers, because I felt like I played basketball my whole entire life. And I was looking at the people that was representing athletes, and I'm like, I know that they're not from the culture. They're not listening to the music. I know the music. I'm listening to it. Why should they get to work with these people? I know I'm more qualified because I can actually sit down and have a conversation. But I didn't know anybody. I had no inroads. I had no advanced degree. And I didn't really have a way to actually get my way into the door. So the idea was to become a famous celebrity financial advisor. Because I was looking at the landscape and I'm like, okay, social media has provided a platform for anybody to become a celebrity. A celebrity chef, a celebrity trainer. Previously, you could only become a celebrity if you was an athlete or an entertainer. But now you could be a celebrity anything. I'm like, well, you maybe be able to be a celebrity financial advisor, right?
First of its kind.
Anything is possible, right?
Anything is possible, bro.
Just maybe. So that's when all of the content comes into play, right? Where it's record everything. I'm mad we're not recording this, but that's the number one rule in life is to record everything because you never know. So we record.
We're recording this,
but you got to get. You got to get the organic. You got to get the organic.
Cell phone footage algorithm breaker.
So now it's like, okay, record the classroom, record selfie videos, record everything. To your question about the public access show, the number one rule in life is to cultivate relationships. There's a lot of number one rules in life, by the way.
Just so y'all know.
Yes.
Three more coming.
So you got to cultivate. You got to cultivate relationships. So I was like, okay. At that time, I wanted to get in front of all like the top real estate developers and entrepreneurs and architects. These are people that have made a lot of money and successful, but nobody knows them. And what I realized is that the number one rule in life is that everybody wants to talk about themselves, right? So I'm like, okay, if I can provide a platform for somebody to talk about themselves, then now that's actually a way for me to build a relationship. So I get offered a public access show. I never looked at it as a public access show. I looked at it as a TV show. And that's how I pitched it. I would go to somebody and be like, you know, I have a TV show. Do you want to be? Nobody's going to turn down being on a TV show, especially if they've never been on TV. So what that actually did was help me to sharpen my communication skills and learn how to actually interview people, right? So all of this is happening at the same time. We have a relationship from growing up together and working in the classroom, as he just described. And my social media following is building at the time.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.